For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a briefing by the CIA director, Senator Lindsey Graham says he's convinced that the Saudi crown prince was behind the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
MBS, the crown prince, is a wrecking ball. I think he's complicit in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi to the highest level possible.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid a condolence visit to former President George W. Bush and his family, who are staying at Blair House across from the White House before tomorrow's funeral for Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president. At the Capitol earlier, former Senate Majority Leader and fellow World War II vet, 95-year-old Bob Dole, was helped from his wheelchair and gave a salute to Bush's flag-draped casket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 40. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Politics may be taking a break this week as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Memorial services for former President George H.W. Bush are likely to push back the funding deadline that threatens to partly shut down the federal government. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes an agreement can be reached by both sides, especially regarding funding for the border wall.
We've got about 600 miles worth of walls and barriers out of 2,000 miles. Some of them need repairs. I think we ought to give the president the full $5 billion.
Another fluctuation in the stocks with a massive sell-off on Wall Street. The S&P 500 and the Dow both fell 3%. One day after investors felt enthusiastic about an announced pause in the trade war with China, reality set in, boosted by a tweet from President Trump about being a tariff man. This is a reminder that there's only a pause in the trade war and that a negotiated deal is not yet finished. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A social networking platform is cleaning up its act. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Tumblr, the social blogging service owned by Verizon's Oath, says it's getting ready to ban all adult content, including nudity. It won't be allowed on the service beginning later this month. The new policy announced on Monday, just weeks after its iOS app was temporarily pulled from the App Store because of child pornography. It marks a dramatic shift for the Tumblr platform, which in the past embraced all varieties of not-safe-for-work content, including pornography. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says cross-border tunnels that Hezbollah has constructed with the support of Iran are being destroyed by the Israeli military along the Lebanese border. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Prime Minister Netanyahu described Hezbollah's goal for the tunnels.
These cross-border terror tunnels were built by Hezbollah with direct support and funding from Iran. They were built with one purpose in mind, to attack and murder innocent Israeli men, women, and children.
I also spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces.
We decided to launch the operation now, before Hezbollah had the ability to become operational, and before the threat became really imminent to Israeli civilians.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.